Terrace House is a Japanese reality show which follows the lives of six young people living in a house together. Guys, get on my level.
I'm Sean.
I'm Kieran.
I'm Carl.
And he's Irish. Oh, wait, it doesn't
matter. An Irish name.
I've tricked you.
Oh, booze. How could you do this to me? How could you do this to me? And to be fair, anyway, in the order which we would have done this, you wouldn't have been last.
Oh.
No, because
it'd be either... Wait, are we ranking people?
Yeah, it'd be either Hind, Connell, or you, me, or Hind, me.
It's one of the four of us, yes.
Yeah.
My name is the best to last.
Okay.
So, Mike has a suggestion for us to get on his level with.
Mihon.
Mihal.
Mihal.
Fuck's sake, lads.
Anyway.
Mitchell.
I lost my train of thought.
Terrace House.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Terrace House is a Japanese reality TV show. Originally aired on Fuji Television Network in Japan. It aired for like 2 years, a long time, and then they had a movie to cap the whole thing off.
What?
Yeah, a reality show what? Movie. Yeah.
Fucking untreaded territory.
A documentary. Yeah.
Have you guys seen it?
Yeah. No, we haven't. Well, that's the thing. All right, because. That was the original series, and then it stopped. And then Netflix came along and was like, oh, we can make some mad cash out of this bitch. Mm-hmm. So they funded another season. So it's only the Netflix original seasons that are on.
Like, available to us here.
Yeah, available to us.
In Europe.
Yes. I haven't actually seen the first series, but it's 2 years worth of content. So even if they, yeah, even if they bring it out, I'm probably going to be like, eh.
Yeah. I mean, if it went on Netflix...
Maybe.
Yeah, because you can binge it so easily.
Yeah. But, Netflix revived it with Terrace House, Boys and Girls in the City. And the new season that is currently airing is called Terrace House Aloha State, so which takes place in Hawaii.
So it's Boys and Girls, like, what was it called?
Don't you make a shitty walk joke.
No, I was going to say, it's like Babe Pig in the City.
Oh, no. That's better.
Imagine if Babe was in Tokyo.
Yeah.
That'd be fucking brilliant.
But yeah, the reason I like Terrace House is just because it's really refreshing television.
Mm.
It's just really interesting to see how these people interact with each other and how different the culture is. It feels real.
Yeah, and do you want to do the core concept of the like?
To be fair, the first time you guys started mentioning this, I thought you were talking about like a new Gmod kind of game called Terrorist House.
I'd play that.
Like,
it's hard to name a TV show in your second language.
Yeah.
Where do people live? Terrace House.
Yeah.
We did it, guys. High fives all right.
Anyway, yeah, the whole concept of it, they say at the beginning of every episode, like, oh, it's six young people, three males and three females, and all they do have to do, they live in this house rent-free, they just have to get filmed. They get cars and everything. And the subtle, like, the secret, the hidden agenda in it is they secretly want these people to fuck.
Yeah.
That's, like,
yeah.
That's the juicy shit.
Yeah, that's what we came here to see.
Yeah.
You just want to make babies.
Yeah,
it's like voyeuristic porn.
Well, okay, no, it's still Japan,
yeah,
family
Japan,
television. So.
Japan's, like, super conservative.
You see, like, I think... two people kiss?
Oh,
that's it.
Is that season two, is it?
No, but,
Whoa,
fairly late on.
Yeah, it's fairly late on. I remember there's a bit where, like, two of the members have finally become a couple, and they've been a couple for a long time, and then the girl visits her sister, and she says that she's having problems in the relationship, and the sister goes, are you having makeup sex? And I was like, whoa, can't just ask someone that, though... If someone came up to me and said, oh, I'm having relationship problems, I would probably ask them a similar question.
Yeah, you get absorbed into their really conservative, we're on TV all the time lifestyle.
Yeah, but the culture difference really does, like, interest me. Because, the way they cook food always interests me.
With a saucepan.
No, because Well, we live together.
A giant
right?
wok.
Yeah, we live together and we cook our meals separately. They always fucking made meals for everyone.
Together,
yeah. They would buy food and then just make meals for the whole house.
It's also that, like, they all talk about how shared living is so weird because that's not common in Japan. You get a flat to yourself in Japan, a really tiny thing to yourself.
And that's why otaku lifestyles are a thing.
Yeah, you're talking about, like, the Japanese grassmen or whatever they're fucking called.
Otakus, the ones who are like, I'm a man and I stay in and watch internet videos all day.
Yeah,
there's like the ones in Japan where it's a real problem with the people who've just given up on like all ambition because they just don't see the point in life and they just stay indoors all day. And I think the Japanese word translates as grass men and I don't know why.
Is that me?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
the grass men in Western culture is more like Seth Rogen.
Really weird.
He's did it.
He's a grass man.
Well, guys, that's my jokes quota for the evening. I'm gonna head out.
So it's just a fucking. There's no TV show like it.
Yeah.
All, that's the thing. Like the reason it's so interesting is because it feels like a proper reality show. And the argument that I heard for this is, like, someone on Reddit posted, do you think it's really just filming people, or do you think there's some scripted moments? And then the first comment was, no, because if it was scripted, they would come up with better storylines.
So they're just shit writers.
No, like, because, like...
No, it is way too... Like, the closest thing it reminds me of is, like, the first season of The Real World... Which was, like, when America started doing reality TV, and they didn't know what the fuck to do. They were just filming people. But now, like, reality TV shows, like, I probably talked a little bit on The Bachelor, there's, like, people putting words in each other's mouths, and there's always the confessional cam.
Yeah.
And things like, there's nothing.
None of that shit.
I can relate to The Real World in one way, because there was a guy who was a professional wrestler who's now one of the toppers. One of the top guys in the business.
That's pretty cool.
He started in The Real World. That's how he got his kind of break.
The Rock?
No, it wasn't.
I would really love if he came back as a wrestler called The Reality Star, and he threw cameras around the place.
technically, that was his kind of thing. Like, he was a bad guy, and he was like, oh, I'm so obnoxious, I'm a reality star. But now he's in, like, The Marine.
I wish he had a finishing move called The Confession Cam.
Yeah.
He has his own fucking, like, talk show thing called Miz TV.
Interesting.
Because his name is The Miz.
Oh, right. Shit.
So not like when you're trying to be, we don't, you know, a woman's title, but we don't care if you're married or not. Miz.
Miz.
I'll show you a picture of a Miz, you'll be like, wait, that's you, Sean.
It's going to be this really handsome guy. It's like, yeah, Sean, sure. It's all spinning, yep. Isn't it, Sean?
Guys, I never realized how fragile his ego was. It's this big roidy fucking guy. Like, yeah, sure, no. Oh, yeah, no.
George Clooney face. Anyway.
But, yeah. Plus, when you've seen that side of their culture, you think to yourself that there is no way that Japanese people could even make something the way
like British. Hentai.
Not fucking... No, but like British and American... reality shows seem like.
The things that make it interesting to watch. Go on.
The things that make it interesting to watch pretty much went through it all. It's just. It's like. You guys ever like walked past someone's house, looked into their window, and seen someone do something like, ooh, I wonder what's going on here?
Like murder.
It's like people watching.
I'm not a peeping Tom.
Nah, it's just like.
You just see.
There's websites for that already. Yeah. You don't need Netflix.
You just see it getting changed and you just, like, stay there.
And then maybe film some of it.
Sell it to Japan.
Yeah.
And then, like, she kind of looks towards you, so you get off the ladder and then. You try hide.
You just ladder your way back home.
Yeah.
You go in a bush, but there's no bush big enough for the ladder.
Yeah. I'll talk a little bit about like the people because
I feel like there's some core concepts that we should get through first. Because we didn't explain the fucking commentators.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the commentators.
I feel like they're kind of like the fucking... Like, you know, in the Hunger Games, you've got the lads and the fucking... The
like sports commentators.
Yeah, they are, like sports commentators.
Like Stanley Tucci.
Yeah.
The lads with the hair.
Yeah, sports commentators. That's what they were. It wasn't a unique thing to Hunger Games. Yeah. Racing, no. Like horse races have ass.
Yeah. Or like in a Cabin in the Woods when you've got the lads who are like betting on like, oh, we want it to be...
They kind of... Yeah, that's actually a good analogy. They are kind of like the guys... Not, obviously, they're not making monsters.
It makes it sound dark, though.
Yeah,
yeah, but Hunger Games and then Cabin in the Woods watching, like, deaf sports, yes.
Yeah, but...
You went for a very dark place.
Yeah, what there is there's six other people. I believe they're Japanese celebrities, aren't they? Various Japanese celebrities. And they just watch it with you. And every now and then, about every...
Come to your house and just...
literally it is. Like I said, shared living's weird. Most people in Japan of this demographic would be living by themselves in a time... It's to make you feel less lonely. It's the exact same shit as, like, Let's Plays.
Oh, wow. That's sad.
Yeah, but it's the fucking Let's Plays are taking off in the Western world. We all watch them by ourselves. Yeah. It's the exact same shit. It's to make us feel less alone.
Yeah.
Is Markiplier... Can they do an American... Terrace Africa, you've got like PewDiePie, well, Jacksepticeye, and Markiplier.
I was actually thinking if there was a British version, Graham Norton would be fucking brilliant.
I'm pretty sure.
I was like that.
Yeah.
One time when I was watching it, I was telling you about it. You messaged me going, do you want to do a thing where we just replace the commentators with us watching it?
Yeah, and just upload it to the Pirate Bay.
Yeah.
like English commentary. Like, let's cut to us taking out the headphones, Because they watch. They don't have, like, secret info. They watch the same footage.
Yeah, they watch it along with us.
That you watch, and then they just cuts to them every so often being, like, talks about what they want. Which is actually brilliant for the cultural thing, because there's bits where they're like, oh, she's being really sarcastic right now. It cuts to them, it's like, wow, how genuine. I'm like, oh, fuck, that was lost in translation. Yeah. All right, I trust these guys.
Wait, so it's like Big Brother with Gogglebox.
Yeah, but... I still think it's the sports commentator is the closest.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is. Like, you'd have it more in American sports.
Yeah,
they
commentate on it. Yeah,
like Calm Down with Me.
Yeah, Calm Down with Me.
Yep. Calm Down with Me has confessional.
Oh yeah, Calm Down with Me. I thought you said Compel Movie.
The Compel Movie, the famous franchise, also made by the guy who made Junior.
Yeah, but.
They come out in chronological order.
Some of the people who really like the show really like the commentators.
Yeah, and other people hate them.
Oh, yeah.
But I actually think...
I like the first couple of episodes where they had, like, the 15-year-old on.
Yeah.
And they were just what do you think, child, of all this? And then you make this really, like, emotionally intelligent, well-observed point. And they're like, you're so young and stupid. And I'm like, no, listen to the 15-year-old.
Yeah, but they replaced him because he had school.
He did have school. Yeah. He's 15.
Yeah, he was 15.
School does not stop if you're famous in Japan.
But yeah, like, they have the six, and there's three ones that kind of, like, speak up more than the other three, I think. The guy with the glasses, he's usually the most vocal.
Yeah, he's a comedian. Then there's, like, there's the actor.
Japanese comedian.
Let's not go down this dark path, John.
Yeah, there's Tori-chan, who I have a huge crush on.
She's, like, the one born in Austria.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes. She has a foreigner father, and they make fun of it that...
We'll get into this.
All right, so that's a good segue into the members.
I just want to say, I fucking love the woman who does all the announcements of this, who's like the older lady.
Yeah,
besides
you.
Me? Is it you or you?
Wait, I'm you. Wait, you're me.
All right, lads.
What's your name? Me.
Johnny DeVito, get out of here.
No, that's Rush Hour anyway, so.
Why you? She's like a famous singer, but...
I don't know.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Sean!
Why don't they have normal names?
Because they're Japanese!
Why don't you have a normal name? Miho!
Right.
Yeah.
What were you?
Yeah, right? Right? Lads, fucking... This is like some sort of weird racist trigger warning.
I don't know where even going on with this, because I could tell by both their tones that they're not even listening.
I am interested.
But like, she's so fucking... This one host...
What's there to like about Tori?
Huh? She's just cute.
Yeah.
that's a personal thing for me.
Really. I
was listening.
My brother-in-law like went down that route as well.
Yeah,
we watched this at Christmas time. It was fucking brilliant.
He went down the route. What happened?
Like he just that's really fancies her as well.
Is he still on the route or
turn of phrase?
Yeah, but
it sounds like he stopped at some point.
Well, I think he stopped watching when he went back home to Ireland. Anyway, I really like you, the older lady, because she's like this horny old woman. Character. She's just like perving at all the guys in the house.
Her and the older guy, they just talk about how much they want to fuck the younger members.
It's so fucking funny.
And they also talk about how much they want to fuck each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though I'm pretty sure they're both married and celebrities.
Yes.
This is fucked up.
Yeah. Well,
wait, are these commentators or are
these are the commentators. Oh,
yeah. These are the commentators.
There are no old people in Tara's house.
Yeah.
Why?
Because the whole point is to get young people to have
young
sex.
Singles, basically. Yeah. Again, Japanese birth rate problem.
Yeah.
Fix it, fix it, fix it, fix it.
Because you're not Japanese.
I could be.
Anyway, that's a good segue to get into the members. And it started off with the original six.
Which one went off to get a solo career?
The other thing. The other thing about Terrence House. You can just leave whenever you want.
Oh, yeah. There's no... Because, like, in Big Brother, you just get locked in. Yeah. And you have to stay there. In Tara's house, you can just move out.
There's no prize. The only incentive to be in the show is that you get to live in Central Tokyo with, free rent.
Yeah.
But you still have to, pay for your own food and go to work and shit. So, but they're also there to, find love. It's a kissing show.
This is like The Sims.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, actually, yes.
That's a good, yeah.
A video game with real people.
Yeah. But,
Hunger Games.
Yeah. Cabin in the Woods.
Hmm. So the original members were, Makoto, Minori, Yuki, Mizuki, Tatsuya,
Yuriko. Ones.
Yeah, the main ones out of those ones are pretty much just Minori and Tetsuya, who, they were the first relationship in the house.
Why?
Just
listen.
With Tetsuya...
You were showing us a guy named Miz.
So it's Minori.
You're being incredibly racist right now.
Minori and Tetsuya.
Like, it's not even like funny, casual racism. You're being super racist.
Minori.
You should see what the fuck he's doing, by the way.
He's also wearing a headband. It's becoming inappropriate.
Minori's the woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do I know this? Because there's a wrestler called Tetsuya Naito. So I know Tetsuya is a male's name, and I was laughing at the fact that I'm like, oh, I'm such a fucking dick.
People
that
just know these things because they, read books and shit.
Yeah.
if Minori was a guy, she'd be Minoru. That's...
Oh. Okay.
Sean has saved himself.
He's contributing to the conversation.
Connell has yet to prove himself.
I was laughing because I'm like, wow, all this Japanese wrestling I've been watching has kind of helped me out with fucking language.
Oh, yeah, because you watch Japanese wrestling a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's how I know Tetsuya.
Yeah.
He's one of the top lads.
Like a cartoon. Akira? Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, probably, because it's a name.
So one of the original six, I want to talk about the original six that I liked, was there was this guy called Makoto, and he just became Mako-chan, nickname.
Yeah. They have their nicknames all of here.
Yeah, so then, after, about 10 episodes, we'd all seen their jobs and what they do for a living. Like, students, one works at a hairdresser. And then, this one lad says he's, doing college-level baseball. You never fucking see it.
Yeah.
I'm just starting to get so fucking suspicious. It's like, does this... Like, my brother-in-law's watching with me, and he's just like, I haven't seen Mako-chan play baseball yet. And then he's the first one to leave.
And
I don't believe he plays baseball.
He leaves because everyone's giving him shit for not doing anything.
Yeah. All there is this weird stock footage thing they took for the opening intro where he throws a baseball.
Yeah.
And they show his name.
I mean, to be fair, baseball is big in the Philippines.
It's big in Japan too. But it's just we never see him do it. We've seen everyone else do their day job, be in college or whatever. Never see this guy play baseball.
Well, maybe he just couldn't get the film rights. Maybe if he's...
Yeah, if it was maybe
if he's
for
at college, they might be like, whoa.
He's also a dick.
Yeah, he was a cunt. But,
he started doing really typical...
That's harsh.
No, he... Because, I first saw him and I was like, oh, I think this is going to be my favorite
character.
He was,
really bro-y and
chill.
He was
really nice.
Wait, is that the guy that was in the trailer?
Yeah.
Okay. You think you saw call him?
Dick, yeah.
But like, and the commentators were on board with him too.
Yeah.
But like, he starts doing like the really underhanded, typical like US reality TV show where he starts saying things behind people's back to other people, making it seem like everyone was out to get someone else.
Yeah.
But then they do this revolutionary thing where they talk to each other and find out he was lying. And it was fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
I was like, this show knows what it's doing.
My favorite of the original six was Mizuki, who was a barista. And she was lovely. Yeah, she was just the nicest person.
But then none of the men wanted her.
Yeah, which is a
really
damn
bad.
Shame. It was a damn shame. Exactly. Know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is
a huge catch. She was pretty. She
holding down two jobs.
Yeah, holding down two jobs. She was motivated. She was an interesting person.
She was the one who called out Mako-chan's bullshit.
Yeah, she just went to stop lying.
They might have been intimidated by her like independence.
She was the oldest in the house.
Yeah, she was.
Which is to say, she was like late 20s.
She was 20. No, she was not. Yuki was the oldest. She was only 22. She was not that. I think, but she gave the presence of an older person. Mm.
Like, she had her shit together, basically.
Yeah. Whereas the others were kind of... And that the original six, obviously, because they can leave at any time, they didn't stick around long. The people that stayed around the longest out of the original six were Minori and Tatsuya, who were the couple, and they left at the same time together. Then, the hero of the show appears.
Yes, yes.
Akira. And he became a giant...
Naruto! Okay, actually, speaking of fucking animus, this is, if you actually watch any anime, this is fucking refreshing to watch.
Yeah.
And because it's like, everyone in the West who's obsessed with anime, that's a fucking subculture in Japan. It's not what actual Japanese people act like. Watch this show.
Yeah.
Because this is like, none of that's fucking real. Like, it just, even when there's,
wait, so they don't have laser sword battles in the street?
There's a lot of slice of life animes.
So not battle royales?
There may be.
That wasn't,
we're looking
that's
into
Korean.
It.
That's
that
Korean.
Was a novel.
Maybe happening in China, we're gonna look into it. Anyway. But yeah, it's refreshing to watch because I think a lot of what people in the US and Europe see of Japan is like the fucking laser swords and shit like that.
And tentacles.
Yeah.
And techno music.
And Mario.
An Italian lad.
That one Japanese Italian. Yeah.
Best question I ever saw on Yahoo Answers. Is Mario Italian or Mushroom Kingdomese? You're like...
But anyway, so the first person to leave out the original six was Makoto, the baseball player.
The dick. Who left because I'm pretty sure he was realizing no one liked him anymore.
Yeah.
You think it may have been a thing where he went in knowing it's a reality show and tried to play up the reality show elements?
Yeah.
Quite possibly, yeah. But he was replaced by...
Did he leave when he's on camera?
Yeah. Everyone left.
Oh, you can't force people out.
Yeah, they can stay.
No matter if you're like...
Oh, if you're a massive, yeah.
What if you shoot someone?
Well, then they call the police. Yeah. Law and order still rules.
War and order.
One apartment in Tokyo is a law-free zone.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's different from America, because in something like Big Brother, you'd hear a big voice over loudspeakers going, you have broken the rules.
Yeah,
none of that shit.
No.
It's just filming people.
Does anybody go on it, like, they're in the office, like, just look at the camera?
I don't think... Do they know where the cameras are?
Oh my god.
That would be amazing.
I think they're just... No, I think...
I don't think they know where
I'm at. I don't think they get... That's not a thing there. But anyway, Makoto leaves and here's...
The Japanese office.
He is replaced by Armin.
Armin's the best.
Who is the hero of the show.
He's the one that's not Japanese. Right?
Yeah, he's from Hawaii.
He's from Hawaii.
But he's half Japanese.
He's half Japanese, half Iranian-American. His dad was probably in the military.
Yeah.
That's why he moved around a lot.
And... Yeah, and if the show was written, he would be the main character.
Yeah. Basically, he was... Oh, there he is. With his candid shot wearing a baseball mitt.
Yeah.
Look how...
That's the only
look how real it is, guys.
You ever see him fucking do anything baseball related.
He's so handsome.
There's the original six.
Yeah, that's the original six. So, that's Makoto.
Yeah, there's their names in.
They're the couple. That's Minori and Tetsuya.
Yeah. Model and a
hairdresser. And that's Mizuki. She was my favorite.
Tap was fucking brilliant as well. Cause
Tap was great too. Yeah.
Everyone called him Tap because he was a professional tap dancer. He like taught kids regional, national champion.
Yeah, he was actually like pretty well accomplished in the field.
And you actually see them, like, again, you see them all do their shit. You see him go to this like artsy gig. He's tap dancing along with like a saxophone player. So, and you're like, that's fucking brilliant.
Does he have a real name?
Yuki. Yeah, yeah. But even the entire, like, even the commentators started calling him Tap.
Yeah.
Because that nickname developed. But he took one of the girls out on a date, and she was like,
"It was awkward.
We should go out." And was like, he went to her, was like, "We should go out on a date." He was like, "Oh yeah, it's a Costco." I was like, "No, a date. No, the rest of the house wants to go to Costco." I was like, "Oh no, Tap, leave. No, this is not gonna go well for you."
Yeah. The girl he asked out, that's Yuri. She had probably one of the saddest moments in the show because the reason she doesn't want to go out with Tap is because she still has feelings for her ex-boyfriend. And before she leaves the house, she decides she's leaving because she has asked her ex to get back together. And her ex said, "I'm not sure, let me think about it."
Yeah.
And then just before she left the house, she met up with her ex and he said, "I don't want to get back together." And it's just a shot of her sitting in a restaurant just crying.
By herself.
And it's harrowing.
I want to pitch a theory that she broke up with the boyfriend just before she got accepted to this reality TV show, kissing show. She thought she could probably do better.
Yeah.
And saw the talent and was like, "I need to get back with my ex. I made a terrible mistake." She was a medical student.
Yeah, she was super smart.
But Arman comes in. He has a name they can't pronounce.
Yeah.
So they start calling him Aman.
Yeah.
Kind of like British people.
Isn't that kind of racist?
Huh? No, because that sound doesn't exist within the Japanese language, so they literally just can't pronounce it.
For example, a wrestling example, there's a guy called Fergal Devitt. When he went over to Japan, they couldn't pronounce his name Fergal, so they changed his name to something like King Prince. Because you shouldn't be a king yet.
It's the same reason, like, all the, like, Chinese workers in McDonald's take, like, a Western name, and, like, Chinese students, because they're just like, "Nah, don't even fucking, you can't, it doesn't exist in your language." Because
the languages are so different.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, he is the main character, in my eyes. And he just kinda...
Yeah. Sean has peaked!
Oh, that's a whole other thing as well. Chef. But yeah. Once Armin comes in, he stays the longest.
He stays from that point. He's the first person to leave gets replaced by him.
Yeah.
And he stays to the very end, 40-something episodes.
Yeah, he's in it the longest. So he meets most of the people in the house other than the guy he replaced. So he meets everyone except the guy he replaced.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting. That's why I consider him the main character, because the first thing when a new person comes into the house is, how does Armin interact with them? Because
he's like a dog.
Yeah.
Well,
like in the way that you bring someone to the house and everyone else judges based on him.
Yeah.
Not in any other way.
Right, yeah.
After that, the groups kind of just mush together. So we should maybe just talk about some of the more memorable characters. Most obvious being Hansan.
Oh, you fucking loved him.
Yeah. Hansan was... he was the oldest person to ever come into the house.
Hansan at
27. Other than fucking Chef. But,
We'll get... Oh, fuck, we need to get to him, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge thing. But Hansan was the most well-rounded, balanced, most perfect human being ever.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that like, oh, he's too good for this world. I mean, he just had his shit together. Like,
you mean like Arnold Schwarzenegger and twins?
Yeah.
Yeah, almost. It's
pretty
kind of
much.
Okay. Have you ever been like in a group of friends and then you realize there's one friend that if he left the group of friends, this fucking group of friends would fall apart?
Yeah, like...
Like, he was an architecture student working really fucking hard in it, learning English so he could go to Yale to finish his degree.
Yeah.
Made all his own like furniture and shit with his like carpentry skills. Really show, went into the show already in a long-term relationship, not interested in any of the people there. I'm pretty actually... He used that team as like labor.
Yeah.
He
actually said a quote that I quite liked. When he said it, I was like, oh mate, you could frame that and put it on a wall.
Mm.
And it was, the most beautiful results come from challenges.
Yeah, that's like, that's something you get carved into wood and hang into your fucking, like...
But... Like, it was...
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, see?
He was a really chill guy, but he left and...
Pretty early on, because he...
He went in saying that as soon as I finish my, like, degree show, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And then he finished his degree show, and then he left.
Yeah. I think he just did it for a little experience.
Yeah.
It's a new environment.
It would be nice to finish my, like, really stressful college course and not have to worry about rent.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I'd do it.
Who else is there? There's...
We could get into the really young girl and...
Oh, yeah. Well, first I want to talk about Arissa, because Arissa was Armin's first love interest.
I feel like we need to get through... Okay. We should do Chef... We should do Chef first, because Armin's story is long and covers the whole series.
True. Right,
so we should
do
him at the end.
So, Chef, fucking...
He probably had a real name?
Hayato. Hayato and Riko, they're the two bigger ones.
Yeah.
So, Hayato was the oldest person to be in the house. He was 29 years old, and Riko was the youngest. She was 18.
She was still in secondary school.
Yeah.
High school.
She's still in high school. And they had a bit of an odd thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. He was 29.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get into this, man. So she won, like, Miss Japan, Miss High School Japan.
Yeah, she was a model. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a beauty contest, like Miss Universe or whatever. And not undeserved.
Yeah.
I'll say that in the most platonic way I can. You're going to Google her name?
No, I'm going to Google her face. That's something like a sex thing.
Well, she's 18. That's legal age.
Yeah.
Yeah, but keep talking.
It was also kind of, it's also kind of shitty because the drinking age in Japan is 20. So whenever there was someone there who couldn't drink, it was like, eh. Because it was fun when they all drank.
Young.
Yeah. She's very Japanese beauty. She's very, like, sweet, innocent. That's kind of what they like for their fucking... That's what they like when they're, like, modeling clothes. They don't want the whores.
Dem tits out.
Yeah. But they had a thing, and it was super awkward because...
asked her out initially,
They kept going on dates, essentially. And when they got back to their respective rooms, their friends would obviously go, oh, how did the date go? And, mate, Chef is good looking.
That's true.
Yeah, how did the date go? And they would always say, oh, yeah, I like hanging out with them, but I don't think there's anything there. You know, I think we're just friends. And, and they all accepted that. And then one of the newer members...
That's Arman,
Beth character. One of the newest members came up and said, yo, they're totally lying. They've slept together multiple times.
Yeah, so this one's like fucking earth-shattering.
Yeah, that was like one of the biggest revelations. Holy shit.
I think he was the newest one out of the two of them. He'd been in for like 5 episodes at the time. They got out dates. They showed the dates. The dates look kind of awkward and stilted. The conversation's not going well. And then they go back and they go to the rooms. They tell, like, because there's, like, room for the guys, room for the girls. They just go, like, yeah, I'm not, like, you know, it was fine. I respect her and stuff. I want to make it work, but I don't think it is. It'd be, like, kind of half-baked shit like that.
Yeah.
And then, like, they just, after, like, I think it's, like, episode 40 of 42.
Yeah, really
they could
close
sit
to
down
the
in the, like, kitchen area being, like, you said you weren't, but, like, Armand was, like, no, was it Armand?
It was Yuki, the new Yuki, who was a dancer.
Oh, the dancer, the hip-hop dancer.
Yeah, the hip-hop dancer.
He was like, I see you sneak off to each other's rooms, like, late at night. And, like, I've seen you guys, like, sleep together, and then I, like, ask you, and you tell me you're not.
Yeah.
And I just had this big fucking confrontation. It was like, that was cool, because you're like, they can actually hide shit from the cameras.
Yeah, like...
And you're like...
Because we hadn't seen any of that.
No, you did not.
Yeah. And neither had, because the commentators, they watch it along with us, that was a huge revelation
because
to them.
Because they
watched
the edited version as well.
Yeah. Like, and then after that, the relationship kind of spiraled, and the chef said, hey, you're going away for a weekend. When you come back, come to my restaurant. If you come, I will know that you want to make this relationship work.
He cooks some food. He's an Italian, like,
Italian
restaurant.
And he cooks her
and
meal.
For anyone who can't see us right now, which is all the four of us, Sean is mad into the fact that there's a chef. I also want to tell you, I learned a cooking tip from him.
from him.
Like, there's literally a scene where he's, like, teaching
other people. Yeah, he learned it from me.
Not from you. What? From this guy where he's, like, explaining to other people how to make burgers. I was like, when you put it onto the pan, press it down in the middle so it cooks all the way through. I'm like, fucking doing that? I did brilliant burgers.
So there you go. It's educational as
yes.
well.
Yes.
But yeah, so he told her to come to, cook her a big meal. And then
it was after hours, like the restaurant had closed. Yeah,
and it was going to be a really romantic moment, and everyone was waiting, and she did not show up.
Just cuts to the house and her arriving at the house, and like, our man's like, "So you didn't go?" Yep.
Yeah. Yep. It was a pretty like fuck. He's going to be devastated.
Yeah,
and he was. Yeah, but moving on from that, we talk about Armin.
Armin's story. This is the important thing.
This is the main one.
The arc.
Yeah.
The arc. Okay, actually, for illustration purposes, here's like a graph, right? Total episodes, 46, and how long each character stayed. There's Armin.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Armin. Oh, fuck. Like, you can't make a gag. Can't really make a gag, can you?
Why?
From, like, Armin. Armin.
He's just got an Iranian name. Respective to cultures have been shit.
No,
on
like the life. Irish, like the Irish.
Like what? The Irish.
You know,
how there's corpses of Irish men in Hoover Dam.
Our man Yuki or our man Hayoto.
No,
our man
Batarif.
Yeah,
he's got an Iranian name.
Yeah, no,
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. Iron Man's arc.
Yeah, so,
Iron Man.
After Armin comes in, people start leaving the house.
He's kickboxing.
He's a kickboxer and wants to be a firefighter.
Mm.
He's pretty manly. I'm not gonna lie, I would let him have sex with me. What?
Who said that? Yeah. Danny DeVito, get out of here!
But, yeah.
It doesn't make sense if we don't release it chronologically.
But we will!
Once Armin comes into the house, people start leaving and coming in pretty regularly.
Yeah.
Armin's the only constant. And the first girl he fancies is Arissa, and she's a hat maker.
Yes,
and
I remember her now. She owns her own hat design line thing,
yeah.
Fashion boutique thing.
Yeah, and they get pretty close pretty early on. And it eventually gets to Christmas time.
Oh yeah, I want to say how close this was. She gets up at like 4 a.m. to make him like a proper lunch. For his, like, bout at kickboxing that starts at, like, 9. That she's not even fucking going to.
Yeah.
Which is like, here's lunch for you. Good luck today. I've been up since 4 a.m. Off back to bed. No, actually,
bye.
No, I'm off to work. Yeah. I'm going to be wrecked making hats.
Yeah, and like, they held hands and everything.
Yep.
Which is
big
huge
deal.
In Japanese.
Big fucking
culture.
Deal.
Yeah.
Like I said, there was like one kiss in this fucking show.
Yeah, like. And eventually, all culminated to, they went to a Christmas fair, they went to the top of a...
Christmas is a sex holiday in Japan.
Yeah.
Not big into the Christian thing, they just fuck on Christmas.
Banging.
Wait, oh no, I think I heard you guys talking about this.
And he takes, and they've had a really romantic evening, holding hands, hugging.
Top of Tokyo Tower.
Top of Tokyo Tower.
Highest point in the city.
Highest point in the city.
In the largest city in the world.
Lights everywhere, Christmas lights lighting up, and Armin looks her in the eye and says, "I want you to be my girlfriend." And she says, "I just think of you as a brother."
This is like so fucking long.
It was probably like the biggest letdown I've ever seen.
Fuck her!
Fuck
her!
Oh my god. No, I say that, and like, and even worse, when Arissa finally leaves the house, they're sitting working in the garage together, just like, I think they're painting something for a handstand.
Yeah.
And she announces that she's leaving, and then everyone else leaves. And
Hanson makes shit for her, like,
yeah.
Launch of her, like, brand.
Yeah.
So that she can display the hats correctly.
Yeah.
He's big deal.
Because he's a nice guy.
Do you know where to get hat displays?
I know.
Your whole business rides on this, Colin. Where do you get hat displays?
You don't live with an architect. But yeah, it's the two of them sitting in the garage, and she, you know, and they're sitting in silence, and then Armin just comes up and says, "You're the first person that I really respected. And even though anything that didn't happen between us,
yeah,
I'm glad I met you." And then she just kind of does a... Yup.
Pat on
Yeah.
The... Other thing about the show you realize about Japanese is they're really forthcoming with their feelings.
Yeah.
There is no batting around. First thing they ask when they get into the house, any new person, is like, what kind of woman or guy do you like? Just straight up tell us, what are you looking for? So then, the other things that we should mention about Arman is that the commentators did not like him.
Yeah.
Like, when he got so they kind of announced the new people in such a way that it's a controlled shot and you don't see their face. You just see them talking to someone else about how they've got accepted into Terrace House. And then they get the reveal when they walk into the apartment. They're like, oh, American.
Yeah, foreigner.
This is what happens when Netflix buys you. It's like, okay, we're going to do a whole season in Hawaii now. Good luck getting visas, fuckers.
Yeah.
What's that? They're all half American? That's what I thought.
Yeah. It's a bit racist. Yeah. A bit racist.
Also, like, big thing in Japan is, like, you have to be really fucking driven. The guy who's, like, the national champion of tap dancing makes one of the girls cry because she's not motivated enough for her career on his fucking birthday. Yeah. They're having a birthday dinner and he makes two of the women cry. It's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
But like, they're all really driven towards stuff except Arman. Arman, like,
he's chill.
Arman's really chill. He's playing, like, the thing he wants in life is to be happy.
Yeah, that's because when Hansan leaves the house, he says, I don't think you should be a firefighter. I think you should just be happy.
Yeah, like, Hansan was like, everyone fucking loved Arman because you see at the end of the show, when Arman has to leave to go back to the States, they have a big going away party on Instagram. Everyone's fucking there. Like, everyone in the show liked him, but everyone, like, all the commentators thought he was, like, a slacker. Yeah. And they were just like, fuck this guy, he wants to be happy. Weird!
But, so Armin dabbles with a few other girls in the show. No one really culminates to anything. No. So, until the last person to come to the house.
Because she's also a fucking half-breed.
Yeah.
That's their word for it. It's weird.
Martha. Who is a model. And...
why do you say that name?
And, so...
they have to pronounce it Masa because they don't have TH in their language. Because
her Japanese name is Masako. Yeah. But, yeah.
Half Japanese, half Philippine.
Yeah. But, she comes into the house and they obviously give her the interview. Hey, what kind of guys do you like? Blah, 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 blah. And then it comes to the question, what do you want to do with your life? And she says, I want to be happy. And then you just like,
Fucking finally! When did she show up? That was really fucking she's the last.
She's
to
the
come
last
the
person
show.
To come in the show.
38 out of 46.
And right at the end of she is not interested in Armin at all.
Even though the man she describes is basically Armin.
Yeah.
Where they're like, what kind of guy do you like? I like a sporty, fit guy. He takes care of himself. But's also just like really happy and chill.
Yeah.
Wants to be a firefighter.
Wants to be a firefighter. Trying to make it in Japan as an English teacher.
His name Armin. You know.
Yeah. Maybe half Iranian.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Not him, no.
No! Oh, that's fuck not that awesome. Lad! Gross!
But yeah, he's constantly trying to win her affection. And by the end of it, they actually become very good friends.
Yeah.
And I think, like, the second last episode.
He takes her out onto this, like, boat tour of, like, Tokyo Bay. And at sunset.
At sunset, like... and again, it's the exact same situation as last time. Like, beautiful setting.
Yeah.
They've been hanging out a lot. They're really friendly. And
they're
just...
identical. It's girl Arman, basically.
Yeah.
Or Arman's, like, guy Martha, whatever.
What'd you say? Oh, okay.
Sorry. And you're just looking at it and you're like, it's gonna happen again. The show is ending in 1 week and it's gonna happen again. Mm-hmm. He's gonna get rejected again. And he says to her, would you like to be my girlfriend? And she pauses. And then she says,
cut to next episode!
Yeah, and it cuts to next episode. So you watch it, obviously, because you need to know.
It's Netflix.
And then...
episodes are meaningless now.
And then, if you want to find out, you'll have to watch it.
I don't want to find out.
Oh, Carl.
Wait, so that means I've wanted to watch those episodes?
Not even that, just the last one.
Actually, those are pretty juicy episodes. We could just start them from there.
Yeah. Good episodes.
It seems like a lot of work, but
exactly.
And don't get discouraged because it's a different language, because honestly, it's super easy to follow.
The conversations they have are so kind of like inane kind of conversations that if you drift out of paying attention to the subtitles and go back into it, you'll catch up and no problem.
Yeah.
Because it's really casual conversation.
So if I started at episode 11, I'd be fine, right?
They also do recaps at the beginning, what happened last week.
Yeah.
Each episode's a week.
And it's just, it's
really chill. It's really refreshing.
It's really relaxing. It's just a nice show.
It doesn't sound relaxing.
That's when it gets juicy.
It's intense. It's intense in the same way, like, just hanging out with friends. Like you two... Like, a guy and a girl you know, like, getting together after being like, yeah, that was... Why weren't you together, like, 5 years ago kind of shit. But it's still just your day-to-day life, and it's still really kind of fine and chill. But, yeah, it's also just... When you watch other reality TV shows made by other, like, countries, or UK, Ireland, US, Australia, whatever, English-speaking Ireland, you're just like, it's all just kind of manufactured drama and bullshit, and it's nice not seeing that.
Yeah.
And there's still decent drama and, like, good little fucking nugs of, like, entertainment. Fucking nugs.
I say that's a good butt of drama.
Yeah. I was thinking chicken nuggets, but alright. it's a good show, and it's really hard to describe. Like, literally the entire subreddit for this is just like describing Terrace House to your friends, and it's just a bunch of GIFs. People just like
that's probably why we just went through like a semi like events recap.
Yeah, because I started watching this show because a podcast recommended to me, but they were literally like, just watch it. I can't describe it, just fucking watch it. It's on Netflix. If you already have Netflix, just watch it. I did. Yeah.
For those who don't know, Kieran has seen this show.
Yeah. Obviously. Was it obvious?
Yeah. I thought you wrote it.
I made it, yeah. I'm Armand.
Do you want to go out with me?
I'm foreign.
I think if you like a brother, it's fine.
but it's a really unique show. And I think if you like other reality TV shows, then you'll like this. Just because
anything remotely reality oriented.
Okay.
Do you still like that show, or do you feel scorned by it?
I never liked it in the first place.
That's fair.
It was all a gag. It was all a goof.
It was all a prank.
I done goofed on it.
So
I just want to get it out of the way. I'm on your level.
Yeah. The guy who already watched it.
Woo!
You see, I've been looking it up, and that's all I could find.
For people who aren't in the room again, Colin has showed us a Google image search results of terraced houses. Not Terrace House the show.
I mean, it looked just as dramatic.
Wait, Terry's house.
Wait, Terry Wogan's house.
Wait, Terry Crews.
The late Terry Wogan.
Oh. The late Terry Crews.
Oh, he was racist, it's fine.
he was actually meant to be on this episode, he just didn't.
Danny DeVito just wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
This episode has to come out after that one.
Yeah. So... Yeah, it seems like a lot of work, but I feel like the payoffs would be amazing, because it seems like very long play. I'd want to start at episode 11, because I feel like 1 to 11 or so would be kind of filler.
There's some good moments in that.
That's where you get the kind of...
All the shit that happens to Tap at the Costco.
Yeah, moment. Tap's good, and like, Yuri, the medical student, her shit's really interesting.
Yeah.
And obviously the couple, maybe not quite in the first few episodes, but...
Yeah, I'm
I'd say that maybe the first 10/11 episodes would be like you guys not watching the films or watching the original series to me.
You know what?
In which you haven't seen the background context, but you've started here. And I'm just starting at a later point.
I would say, I would agree with you, either start at the beginning or start where Armin comes in.
That's what I'm saying.
So I agree with you. There will be a few things after Armin comes in, you'll be like, what?
And the commentators do reference like past things, but it's not crucial. I think you can jump in. It's very gentle.
It's a really
TV.
And you say it sounds like a lot of work, it's really not.
It's very accessible.
Yeah.
I mean, more work as in, like, time.
I watched it, like, to be honest, I watched it while, like, goofing on my laptop.
Yeah, so do I.
Kind of thing. Masturbating furiously on my laptop. Nah. Fucking, I
watched...
What website am I on that also has a porn function? I was about to say Reddit, and then I was about to say Tumblr. It was like, porn on those.
Well, I watch it when I play Hearthstone. I watch it when I play Hearthstone, so...
I watch it when I play EU4 and shit. Or what I'm meant to be like.
But how can you, like...
Because, again, the conversations are so really chill. And it's also very handheld because the commentators...
No, were, I mean the subtitles.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, conversations no, like, are so chill. What? You literally
well, get Japanese.
Yeah, but I know, even if you don't hear what they're saying...
Like, well, read what they're
read
saying.
Read what they're saying. You can look up, watch them... Watch what they're saying for, like, 10 minutes... No, not 10. 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, I know what's happening.
You know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
It's because it's not scripted dialogue where every natural, line matters.
It's natural conversation.
It's natural conversation.
Yeah, because you could look up and they would be going, oh, this thing, and you're like... And then they would put more context.
And then
so
there's the
like,
commentators
oh, right.
that just literally talk
yeah,
about what
and
they
the commentators,
just watched.
Yeah, commentators...
What if, you, a, what if you miss a wacky one-liner?
It's in Japanese, so they're probably... Even if there was wacky one-liners, they probably wouldn't be translated very well.
Yeah. Jokes don't translate well.
Yeah. There's an episode where they go see a comedy duo.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Oh, fuck. That was terrible.
I don't think they liked it either, though.
Yeah,
the,
I don't
the
think
professional,
that was...
The professional comedian, like, one of the commentators, is like, that was terrible.
But, yeah, it's a really accessible... Like, and... I can tell for the both of you that the language is turning you off. Yeah.
Well, no, to be fair, I was on board until you started saying that you're doing it by multitasking. Like, I'd kind of need to be, like, all eyes on.
You can do that.
Yeah,
too.
You can do that. I do that as well.
I did that when I started because I was watching it with my in-laws.
Yeah.
Well, came over and we were just like, what's this?
It's the same as any other show. When... It's all kind of chill and stuff. That's when you multitask and stuff. But when it kicks up again, that's when you're like, okay, close laptop.
I play strategy games.
Yeah, here we go.
I play strategy.
Wait, I was watching it on my laptop.
Shit. My second laptop. Yeah, I play strategy games. I don't play any game that's like...
Fucking weep.
All right.
Is he playing like StarCraft?
No.
Fucking Halo.
Fucking Pac-Man.
Halo's a strategy game to you? I was saying...
Who are you going to shoot first?
Anyway, you don't play anything that requires immediate reaction. Turn-based shit. Anything that you can put down, like, when you want to pay attention to the show.
Like Halo.
I'll shoot when I want to shoot.
Yeah.
Guys, multiplayer LAN. Guys, I'm watching Terrace House. Everyone shut up and calm down for a second. I'm just going to stand here beside the flag. Just look away.
Yeah, it's a really easy show to watch.
Yeah.
And it's just a bit different.
I'm on board.
John's on board, you're on the level.
Yeah. Right. I'm not sure if I'm on the level, but I'm on my
willing
way.
To be on
the I'm
level.
On my way from misery to happiness.
Again, not talk. Scottish.
Yeah. What about you? I know you're not. What are the bets? His only reason for not being on a level is it's in Japanese. It's weeb pish.
He's not been listening this whole time.
Yeah.
So,
Cole, are you on the level or not?
Because I remember when you first started talking about it, like, ages ago, and I added it to my Netflix watch list, because like, I may as well check it out.
Right.
It's still on that watch list.
Good man.
So it might be getting watched at some point.
Damn,
maybe,
all right.
Maybe years down the line.
Damn.
I've got a lot of French movies in my watch list, so I'm like,
I think you mean leh watch list.
The watch list.
So I'm not on your level, but it's there.
So it's like 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3. I'll take that. That's pretty good.
I'll just say
it's good as twins.
I'll watch everything else on my watch list over that first.
I did find a Canadian buddy cop film where one of them's a French Canadian guy and one's a regular Canadian guy or whatever that's called.
Is that on Netflix?
It's called Bon Cop Bad Cop. I was like, yes, just for that title.
Alright, yeah, I'll take it. I thought both of you were just gonna go weep pish and dismiss it. So,
well, I'm sorry for fucking being a nice guy and actually listening to your
podcast. No, I'm saying that I'm happy that you guys listened.
Yeah. You exceed our expectations, Sean. High five!
High five!
can we try that again?
No, that's the point.
meant to
we
be
take
here.
What we get.
And if you weren't listening, that was an episode of Get On My Level. If you want to keep up to date on all the things we're doing, go and like our Facebook page, Get On My Level, and follow our Twitter at Get On My Level PC. The PC stands for podcast. Drop us a rating on your local podcasting platform, and hell, drop us a message suggesting a topic, giving your opinion, or even telling us how much you enjoyed it. And stay tuned for the next episode, and stay sexy. Thank you.
Terrace House. Terrace House is...
The fuck?
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, can we snake?
What?
The criminal. Snake.
Bye.
Bye. Alright, you need his armor, alright.
Ben, I've been speaking shit. Because I've been listening to
this. Would you talk to the snake?
In the Simpsons.
There's a lot of snakes, in fairness. Solid Snake. The Snake from Escape from
snake
New York.
Pumpkin.
Liquid Snake.
Yep.
Snake from, like...
Revolver
from New York.
Yeah. Snakes in general.
Snakes in the general concept of snakes.
Snakes and ladders. Taylor Swift.
In fairness, Chutes and Ladders does make more sense. It's one thing I agree with the Yanks on. You can go down a chute.
Anyway.
Can't go down a snake. Pervert.
Anyway.